Matt Nichols get his third consecutive start for the Edmonton Eskimos, and he joins us now. Matt, welcome to the show. How are you doing?
Good. Thanks for having me.
Before you had your first start, you talked about just getting comfortable and knowing you're the guy, reps every day in practice, playing the game, getting sharp. Now you've had 3 weeks of practice and two full starts. How different do you feel than when you took over in week one?
Yeah, it's just growing the comfort level and you know, quarterback's position where the more you play, the more comfortable you're going to get. And you know, just feel like the game slows down a little bit for you. Practice slows down. You know, able to just fine tune some things and you know, obviously work on chemistry every day with these receivers. You know, there's a few guys here I've played a lot of football with and a couple newer guys that, you know, still trying to just work on timing each and every day and make sure that we're sharp on game day. But overall, it's just, you know, continue to work and make sure when you go on a game day can, you know, do the things you're taught, take care of the football, those types of things.
What have you liked about your starts thus far?
Well, I know, obviously I like that we're 2-0. You know, getting wins is the most important thing, no matter what you have to do as a team to be able to accomplish what you need to get done in the game to come away with a win is awesome. And, you know, when you win, you can just, you know, go watch the film, make sure you just learn from those, you know, few mistakes from the game and make sure you correct them and don't repeat them the next week.
Matt Nichols joins us. Conversely, on the other hand, I know players are their harshest critic. What do you feel you haven't liked about your performance in 2 weeks?
Yeah, it's just you know, a couple things. Like I said, taking care of the football. You know, as a quarterback, you can't turn the ball over in the red zone and those types of things. Make sure that we you know, reserve the right to kick. You know, whether it's a field goal or a punt, and you know, just continue to improve on that. And like I said, just go through my progression, stick to my reads, and you know, let these playmakers make plays around me, and those guys have been doing a good job. And it just, you know, shows a lot about this team to be able to, you know, go out east and play against a tough team in tough conditions and come out with a win. So, you know, it was a full team win, and those are obviously the best ones. So, you know, hopefully continue to play better as a team and come out and show well this weekend.
In your first start, your guys' red zone execution was perfect. You guys scored every time you got in the red zone. In Ottawa, you had the one drop pass by Stafford and then the two interceptions. Going to the first interception, Matt, when you look on it in film, what did you feel you made the right call on the field? Or if you could do it over, like, what would you do different in that interception?
Yeah, I mean, obviously there's things that you'd like to have over. And, you know, it was you know, not a terrible decision, but at the same time, just realizing, like I said, when you're in the red zone, you know, making those types of throws when they're really open, you know, there's other options to be able to check the ball down or tuck the ball and run. And, you know, like I said, just make sure that you don't repeat the same mistakes and reserve the right to kick a field goal in that situation. Or, you know, like I said, check the ball down or take off running and give ourselves an opportunity to possibly get a first down. But, you know, those are things that as a quarterback that you're taught your whole life that you can't do. And like I said, you know, just learning from those mistakes and not dwelling on them and making sure that when you come back the next game that you execute better in that situation.
And the thing is, you don't want to get gun shy as a quarterback, I would think. That, you know, I don't know any QB who's gone a season without interceptions. They happen for every quarterback. So is there that focus that, yeah, you know what, I made a bad decision, but I can't shy away from having to make a tough throw in the end zone?
Yeah, absolutely. It's a fine line. You know, when you get down in the red zone, things tighten up, and you know, defenses know that they're wanting to hold you to a field goal and not allow you in the end zone, and so they you know, they lock down a little bit better, and you know, it's tough down there. But like you said, you know, you have to make some tight throws and some tough decisions, but making sure that when you do make those tough throws, you know, err on the side of missing to where, you know, your guy can catch it or nobody catches it and make sure that you at least get a field goal out of it. So, you know, that's my mindset going in. I'm not shying away from anything. You know, I'm going to trust my eyes. Anytime you start second-guessing yourself is when you're going to continue to make mistakes. So just going to trust what I see and continue to do what I'm taught to do. And you know, these receivers can make some plays also. And you know, I'm able to kind of throw the ball into some coverage at times, and they make some great plays for me. So Like you said, we can't shy away from doing those types of things.
Matt Nichols, quarterback of the Eskimos, joins us to take on the Bombers Saturday night, 5 o'clock at Commonwealth Stadium. You mentioned earlier about the chemistry with new receivers. I'm guessing Kenny Stafford's one of those guys. He adds a lot of speed to the receiving core, Matt. Are speedy guys harder to find chemistry with or easier?
Yeah, I don't think that it's any way harder or easier. It's just continuing to get those reps with those guys and understand how they run certain routes and what their strengths are and playing to those strengths. And Kenny and Corey are both newer guys for me to work with, but they're guys that have a lot of talent and can make some great plays for you. So, like I said, we've been working hard this week and getting some extra stuff in. Even during special teams periods, we're working on our own with individual routes, working on timing with those guys. So, just so that we're better each and every week.
Outside of being the starting quarterback, you're still the holder on special teams. You like being that much involved in the game? I know it's not like it's overly taxing, I guess, unless they're going to fake a field goal still. But does it keep you in the game even more because, you're doing both now?
Yeah, it does. I mean, it's something that I've been doing for a few years here now, so it's kind of a second nature thing to me. It's funny now that I'm playing. We're watching film, and there was a field goal from a right hash going a certain way where I don't even really remember that play. It was kind of like my body was just doing it because my mind was just so focused on offense. But we get so many reps at that it's become second nature. And Ryan King is a great long snapper, just snaps it right to my hands with the laces out already, so I don't have to work too hard and makes it a lot easier on me.
Matt Nichols joins us. Matt, for you, everybody knows that, you're a potential free agent at the end of the season, and, this is the best opportunity you've had to be a starter. Unfortunately, it happened due to an injury, but that happens to a lot of players. Do you feel more relaxed now, and do you feel like you can maybe lead in a different manner because, for an extended period of time, and if you play well, maybe for the entire season, you'll be the starter compared to maybe just filling in for week one or two?
Yeah, I mean, filling in for a week or two at a time is kind of a tough situation. Obviously, you're expected to go out and perform well at a high level, but at the same time, when you're not getting the reps and, it's hard to want to or be able to stand up and say something when things need to be said because, you're not the full-time guy and those guys have been playing each and every week. With this situation, like you said, playing, it looks like at least half the season, possibly more, and I'm able to kind of get back to the role that I've had my whole life and be able to, step up and say things when things need to be said, whether it's, at practice or at halftime or on the sidelines. And I think that being here for so long, I know these guys so well that they have that respect level and they know what I know. I know what I'm talking about and vice versa. We have good conversations on the sidelines and able to work things out throughout the game. So it is easier to kind of take on that full leadership role when you're playing multiple weeks in a row.
The one major difference now being a starter than you were in the past, you weren't a father. How much does that allow you maybe to just step away from the game, go home to your young daughter? I think she's close to a year and a half where, she obviously doesn't care that dad's a football player. She just likes dad to hang out with her. Does that make things easier or do you have to manage your time better than you did before?
No, I think it makes it a lot easier. I have the type of brain too where it just never shuts off for me. And, when I go home during the week, before I had the baby, it was, all I did was think about football the whole time. Even when I'm going to sleep, plays just running through my head. And, you can almost start to overthink things and wear yourself out a little bit. And now, I put in my work here, stay for a couple extra hours after practice and get my film work in, go home and play with her. It's able to kind of take my mind off of it and be able to recharge the batteries for the next day. And luckily for me, she goes to bed just after 8 o'clock and sleeps all night. So I can get some work in once we put her to sleep. But like you said, I mean, she doesn't care that dad's a football player, and she's laughing and super happy every day that I get home. And it's a great situation for me.
I know you love golf almost as much as football. Does she have more golf things or football things as a young girl?
Oh, more golf things. I think she's got her little golf bag with her three or four clubs, and she just bangs the golf all around the house. And it's awesome to see. And I remember the first time we gave her her golf clubs, we just kind of dumped the balls out, and she just grabbed it with the hand and started banging the ball around like she knew what she was doing. So it's awesome to see. We definitely surround her with soccer balls and golf clubs, and now I'm not going to ever force her into anything, but she'll probably be strongly swayed into enjoying sports.
Matt Nichols joins us, quarterback of the Eskimos. The Winnipeg Blue Bombers, what can you as an offense sway them into doing that maybe they don't want to do? What's the strength of this Bomber defense, and maybe what are the areas you want to exploit?
You know, I think the strength of it is up front. They have a really good D-line. Even, I know a couple guys are banged up, but they have some good depth there at D-line, and they can cause some problems for you. And then on back end, they have a lot of veterans, three or four guys in the secondary that have been there for a few years in a row now. And, if you're not careful, they can make you pay. Their guys have seen everything. So we know we're going to go in and play against an extremely tough defense, and we're going to have to play a solid game to be able to put up points.
Now, I know in football, when guys win, film room can be a lot more jovial maybe than it is after a loss, even if you play well. And Odell Willis is one of the big characters on your team. He likes to have fun. He's one of the emotional leaders. Were guys having fun at his expense in film room this week when he ventured into the Red Blacks bench?
Well, you know, that's we kind of watch film as a unit, so we watched the offensive film as an offense and defense as a defense. I wasn't in there when they were watching that, but yeah, like you said, it's definitely a different feeling when you watch game film after a win and after a loss. But our coaches do a great job here of making sure that everything's a teaching moment, and not letting just because we won, they're not going to confuse the effort with the results, so to speak, to where when we're slacking on a certain play, they're going to make sure they coach us up on it, and we make bad decisions, they're going to make sure we know about it. And they're never going to let us just feel like we're the best team in the world because we won a football game. They're going to keep us grounded and make sure that we're working hard every week. So coaches do a great job of making sure that we stay focused whether we win or lose.
I know you and Mike Riley get along very well on and off the field, and now the roles have changed. He's kind of the eyes from the sideline, whereas you were in the past. How does that relationship work, and exchanging ideas in the flow of the game?
Yeah, it's awesome. When we had a home game here, he was there with me after each and every drive, and it was a huge help for me because when you're on the field, you can't quite see every little thing that's going on. There might be one or two things that you missed, and have that guy on the sidelines relaying that information to you is big. He wasn't able to travel with us last week, but he actually FaceTimed me before the game when I was in the hotel, and we just kind of went through our ready list for the game, and then at halftime I went in and had a full page text from him from what he was seeing on the TV copy. So he's doing anything he can to help. He's a guy that wants to see this team win, whether he's playing or not. And, he's been a big help for me, and having a couple home games here in a row, he's going to be there on the sidelines for me, which obviously helps.
Well, Matt, continued success. I know Eskimo fans are hoping you get your third consecutive victory Saturday night.
I appreciate it. Thank you.